Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome in to Jackson Field. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. And as you see, there's the right-hander, Jack Perkins. Starting to warm up, we can get right into our starting lineups. As we head into Game 7, Adam, the vaunted Game 7 in a minor league baseball regular season series.
And a meaningful Game 7 after the Lugnuts had the miraculous comeback last night. 3 runs in the ninth, another 6-5 walk-off for Lansing. Their 5th walk-off this season to set up what is a gorgeous day for baseball and a true Game 7.
About that game yesterday, it was the bottom of the ninth inning. There were 2 on, 2 out, Danny Bautista Jr. the batter, at Lansing down by 1 run.
And still, though, a base hit, and this game could be over.
Lansing within 1 run on the wild pitch by Alamont. Righty-righty. Danny Bautista Jr. swings and lines it. Right field, it's trouble. It's down for a base hit. The tying run scores, and so does the winner. Danny Bautista Jr. coming through, and the Lugnuts beat Lake County 6-5. And that brings us into play today. Let's start things off with the Lake County Captains starting lineup for this Game 7. The switch-hitting second baseman Juan Brito leads things off. Batting second, the switch-hitting shortstop Yordis Valdez. Heading third, center fielder Jake Fox. Batting fourth in right field, it's Joe Lampe. Heading fifth, the first baseman Will Bartlett. Batting sixth, third baseman Diane Frias. Heading seventh, DHing, switch-hitting junior son Quintin. By the way, Frias, also a switch-hitter. That's 4 switch-hitters. We're not done yet. But first, the number 8 hitter, the catcher Joe Donovan, who bats right. And then rounding off the order, batting ninth, it's the switch-hitting left fielder Cesar Itrogo. That's Brito, Valdez, Fox, Lampe, Bartlett, Frias, son Quintin, Donovan, and Itrogo for the Lake County Captains. Adam, your captain's hitter to watch out for.
Great question, Jesse. But let's see here. I'm going to go with Joe Donovan back in the lineup, bottom of the order, 356 hitter, has a home run as well. Let's go with the former Wolverine.
Now on the other side, the Lugnuts will start the right fielder Johnny Butler leading off, batting first. And then batting second, wearing number 2, it's the switch-hitting second baseman Zahid Valenzuela. 5 times aboard yesterday, 3-for-3 and 2 walks. Batting third, the first baseman Jack Winkler. Heading fourth, last night's hero, DHing, it's Danny Bautista Jr. Heading fifth, the center fielder, Junior Perez. Left fielder, Clark Elliott, bats sixth. Batting seventh, the catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. Heading eighth, at third base, Alexander Campos. And then rounding off the order, batting ninth, the shortstop, A. Uribiel Angeles. That's Butler, Valenzuela, Winkler. Bautista Jr., Perez, Elliott, Rodriguez, Campos, and Angeles for the Lugnuts in the starting nine. Your spotlight nuts.
Let's go, Johnny Butler. Had his 2nd home run earlier this week. Table setter today, can take some pressure, hopefully, off some of the guys underneath of him. No Susak, no Muncie today. Let's go, Johnny Butler, to lead things off and set the table.
And that brings us right into the starting pitching matchup. And let's begin with the Lugnuts Northpaw. Right-hander Jack Perkins gets the ball. Perkins, as the Sunday starter, and we have seen throughout this year, he's not only been consistently one of the Lugnuts' best pitchers, he's been one of the Midwest League's best pitchers.
Yeah, he's not been as tip-top shape in his last few outings, though, Jesse. Gave up a couple of runs. Lugnuts had a chance to win that one against West Michigan last week. They fell. Gave up 4 runs. to West Michigan the first time that he pitched. So I'd like to see him get back to what we saw in his first three performances. Didn't give up any runs a couple of times. One run the first time against West Michigan. Win at least five innings in all of those. Can work the fastball, the curve, change, and the cutter. And if he can locate and continue to keep hitters off balance, he's going to give Lansing a potentially third good start in this series.
Now on the other side, you've got Perkins, the Indiana Hoosier. You've got the lefty Georgia Bulldog, Ryan Webb, starting for Lake County.
Yeah, well, he did pretty well the first time. Back in late April, Jesse, 8 strikeouts, no walks, no runs. As you tapped it, he shoved the first time out against the Nuts. That's true. Now, second time around, can the Nuts make some adjustments, and can a different scene here at home help things out? It's going to be a test today for sure for this Lansing 9.
Those are your starting lineups and the starting matchup, the Lugnuts and the Captains, Game 7 here today from Jackson Field. We'll be right back looking around the Midwest League, getting you all set for the 1:05 p.m. first pitch. This is Lugnuts pregame.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on a lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 855-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
Getting closer and closer to first pitch between the Lugnuts and the Captains from Lansing, Michigan. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Let's have a look around the MWL coming into play today. No other games have yet started. West Michigan and Great Lakes and Fort Wayne and Dayton will get going just about the same time as this one here in Lansing. And then coming up in about an hour longer, around 2:05 p.m., Peoria at Cedar Rapids, South Bend at Beloit, then at 2:10 p.m., it's Quad Cities at Wisconsin. Now, the standings entering play today. The Great Lakes Loons are in first place atop the East Division, despite the fact that they got blanked yesterday. Jack O'Loughlin dazzled through 5 shutout innings. And the Whitecaps beat the Loons. They're now within 2 games once again. The Loons at 24-14, and the Whitecaps at 22-16. Then these Lake County Captains, who are 20-18, third place, 4 games out, followed by these Lansing Lugnuts, fourth place, 6 games out, at 18-20. The Dayton Dragons are in fifth, 1 game back of Lansing, 7 games out of first. Their record is 17-21. On the team bringing up the rear in the Midwest League's East Division, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. But the Tin Caps won 4 out of 6 at Lake County, and they're looking, with a win today, they could take 4 out of 6 in Dayton. Then the Lugnuts are going to play at Fort Wayne. Tin Caps are playing their very best baseball of the year. Their record still, though, just 14-24. They're 10 games out of first place. Now over in the Midwest League West Division, the South Bend Cubs have overtaken Beloit. The Cubs are now 22-16, a half game up on second place Sky Carp. Beloit at 21-16. South Bend has been taking it right to Beloit at ABC Supply Stadium all this week and weekend. Cedar Rapids is in third, 21-17, 1 game out of first, followed by Peoria at fourth place, 20-18, 2 games out. The Quad Cities River Bandits have won 5 in a row against Wisconsin. They're looking to complete a 6-game sweep in Appleton today. The River Bandits have surged to a 17-21 record, 5 games out of first, and they have dropped the Timber Rattlers to 11-26, worst record in the Midwest League, 10.5 games out of first place. The Lugnuts are wearing their alternate black uniforms today. The black caps, the silver Luggy the Lugnut on the front. Adam Jaxa, I dare say it's a perfect day for baseball.
I can't disagree with you. Beautiful out. Sun beaten down, ready for game 7 between these two.
Capital City Market Kids Day. We're getting all set for the national anthem. Lake County wearing their baby blue jersey tops, the road gray pants. Down to the field we go for our national anthem.
Well done by Natasha down there on the field, dueling as anthem singer and the great photographer here at the Lansing Lugnuts. It is game 7 and number 39 this year for the Lansing Lugnuts and the Lake County Captains as they come in. Lake County 20-18, the Lansing Lugnuts at 18-20. They have split the series this week, 3 games apiece, and with the makeup from the rainout back in East Lake, they will play a game 7 today. So we will see who takes the series. Jack Perkins on the hill for the Nuts in the black tops, the black caps, and the white pants. With the call of the game, here's the voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Well, it's a combined call of the game. You and I, let's do this together, shall we?
Let's do it.
You can find Adam Jacks on social media at ADAMJAKSA, for me at JGoldstrass, 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 at LansingLugnuts.com, the email address. Cowbell in the background, here's your Lugnuts defense. CJ Rodriguez is the catcher. At first, Jack Winkler. At second, Saheed Valenzuela. At short, Ayuri Bielanales. And at third, Alex Campos. In the outfield, Clark Elliott in left. In center, Junior Perez. And in right field, it's Johnny Butler. Down to the field, Christiana. And that could be the best play ball of the season. Adam, let's talk about the right-hander. Your keys for Jack Perkins.
Yeah, I think it's just do what you did to start the year. In the month of April, he was excellent. Went 5 innings each time, gave up just 1 run. Strikeouts were up 17 through those first 3 outings. Hasn't had as many since, and the runs have been coming. He's also dropped. The Lugnuts have 3 straight games. When he started. So I think just get back into his rhythm, that good feeling at the start of the season, and see if he can work his way through this captain's 9.
Brito Valdez and Fox to get things going. Our home plate umpire, Guillermo Rodriguez, and the bases umpire is Nobu Yasuda. 72 degrees in Michigan State Capitol. The time is 1:06 p.m. And the right-hander Perkins winds and deals. Fastball wide. Ball 1 to the switch hitting Juan Brito batting left. The turn, the kick, the fire. Fouled away down the left side. 1-1. Brito was such a terror to the Lugnuts and the series in Lake County. However, he's largely been a non-factor in this series, and yesterday took another 0-4 with a walk. The pitch. Laced on a line out to right field. That's down for a base hit. Johnny Butler to his right cuts it off, backhanding, and he plays it in all the way to second. one hopping into Angeles, holding Brito to a single. Juan Brito does not take time to pick up his first base hit of this game. He's aboard, opening up the contest. Well, the batter is Yordis Valdez. Valdez, 2-for-5 coming off yesterday. So his batting average now at 295. The pitch, high. Fastball from Perkins, ball one. Lake County is a team hitting just 232. And it's been especially low here in this month of May after a great April. No score. Here's the toss. High again. Perkins missing. Arm side. Brito at first base. Three steals. One's caught. 2-0. Foul tips. Back to the backstop. Strike one. Adam, you mentioned right from the top, Perkins trying to find that top performance that we saw from him right from the start of the year. He fires. Bouncer pulled foul right side, hopping off the railing. And Brock Whittlesey will clear it out of there.
And again, half the battle we always talk about is just finding the zone consistently, and that's what we had seen from Jack Perkins and continue to see in most of his starts, so got to do that again today.
Knowing is the other half of the battle. Line drive right field. Butler comes on, jumps up to make the catch. Brito back to first base. Started to take off on him. Johnny Butler, though, hauls it in. And one away for Jake Fox. I mean, Johnny was rushing forward and then suddenly had to slam on the brakes.
Just excited to see the baseball for a second straight time.
Jake Fox takes ball one high. I got so excited there when you declared about half the battle. That brought me back to my old days watching G.I. Joe. Is that a phrase that is too old for you, knowing is half the battle?
No, I've heard of that one.
Jake Fox takes a called strike. The batting average for Fox, 203. Yesterday was 0-for-4 with a walk and a run scored. Here's the pitch. High again. Notice how Perkins is missing the same way each of these times. Like that arm slow coming around. Two balls, one strike, no score. One on, one out, top of the first. He brings it. High again. Not getting on top of it. Three balls and one strike. Now it's up to the Kokomo, Indiana native to make that mechanical adjustment. Get himself right. Brito doesn't run. The pitch swung at and missed. Fox went up to go after it and came up empty. Count is full.
Yeah, helped him out there. Otherwise, there's two on with one out. And now a chance for Perkins to kind of swing this half inning.
It's been mainly the heat from the right-hander. Payoff. Off the outside corner. He's walked him. Yesterday, Lake County drew 10 walks, and there's walk number one today. Joe Lampe steps in. Lampe had a weird game yesterday, Adam. He was 0-for-2, but he walked twice, but he was picked off first base. But he was also hit by a pitch. So there was a lot that went on. The deal. Foul back to our left. Here it comes in a sweet level. Just to the left of the official score. Ah, Jorge Burgos is the batter. Thank you. Perkins misses low.
Maybe a late switch in the lineup, Jesse?
So here's Burgos. There's a strike. Strike two. No, not a late switch. This was my mistake. No Lampy. Burgos there all the time. Here's the pitch. A bouncing ball hit on the left side. Anales to his right, backhands. Plants. Fires to first. That's late. Goes right underneath Winkler. Streaking for the plate, Juan Brito. Throw home. Tag. Late. Brito is in. Fox over to third base. Burgos on at first. And Lake County leads 1-0. Checking with the official score, but Adam, my suspicion is infield single and then the throwing error as the pitching coach, Don Schulze, goes out and visits the mound. All the while, Lansing, early on, is warming up the lefty, Jack Owen.
Yeah, I think you're right there. It was one of those slow hopped hit balls, and Anales couldn't get to it fast enough to go to the lead runner at third base, so had to try to go to first, but Burgos beats it out, and a great start here for Lake County.
Mound visit concludes. Perkins against Will Bartlett. Captains gain the game's very first lead, and they're looking for more. Runners at the corners, one out. Perkins to Bartlett, righty to righty. Outside for ball one. At first base, Burgos, comfortable lead, the deal. Check swing, pitch missed down and in. On appeal, didn't go. Perkins continues to be around the zone. Righty, righty, 2-0. This time he went around too far. On the fastball up, strike one for Bartlett.
That's a big thing, Jesse. I mean, we've talked about it. He's going to have to mechanically make a tweak here and get that ball in the zone. Otherwise, it's going to be a long afternoon for him.
Bartlett takes ball three. Oh, no, called a strike. Called a strike, and Bartlett says, time, please. 2-2 to Bartlett, the first baseman.
I think that's a time to work off some anger as he walks halfway up the third baseline. He did not like that call.
To the Jackson Field logo.
Still shaking his head as he comes back to the box.
Dion Frias waits to bat next. Single, fly out, walk, infield single on the error. Perkins deals. That misses high. Sixteen game on base streak for Will Bartlett coming in. Strike three called. He is furious. Started back to the dugout without the bat. Returned to pick it up. Perkins records his first strikeout and out number two. And now we've got an ejection. Home plate umpire Guillermo Rodriguez had heard enough out of that third base side dugout. Manager Omir Santos for Lake County walking down the third baseline.
They punch out Bartlett, or who'd they get?
We'll find out. We'll see if Lake County needs a new first baseman in the bottom half of this inning. Adam, what a pivotal moment in terms of top of the first. There's one out. There's runners at the corners and one run in for the Lake County Captains. Things seem to be swinging their way. Bartlett disagreed with the strike two call. Then the strike three call went against him. And you've got a pitcher on the mound, and Jack Perkins trying to find his sea legs. Get this game going. all the while there's action brewing in the pen behind him.
It's just one of those moments, Jesse. I understand it. It's a close pitch and certainly could have gone either way, but you can't let that affect the rest of your at-bat or the rest of your game.
Dion Frias takes outside ball one. You and I both know. Series are long. You're tired going into Sunday. And there's also those times when you might be done with seeing the same umpiring crew. 1-0. Above the zone, ball two. But as you say...
And it's easier said than done, right? I mean, emotions are running high. You want to deliver with runners at first and third, and a pitch call can change the whole complexion.
Frias takes ball three outside. It's not getting any easier for Perkins.
And that's probably a part of it, too. Will Bartlett seeing all these pitches that are out of the zone, and he thinks he's ahead 3-1 on another one, and wasn't the case.
The pitch. There's a strike called on the outside corner. Box at third, Burgos at first, 1-0 Captains, 3-1. High, very high. And the second walk given out by Perkins loads up the bases. A captain at every bag with two outs in the top of the first inning. And the batter is Junior Sun Quintin. Yesterday, you and I talked about squandered opportunities. Here's a big chance for the captains to hang a crooked number up there. So far, they've tallied one. The pitch. Strike one called, outer edge.
Well, Jesse, that is only the second batter of this lengthy half inning that Jack Perkins has started with a strike.
Out of six faced. Actually, this is the seventh. 0-1. Swing and a foul tip hung onto by Rodriguez. Strike two.
But if you can turn it on with the bases loaded, find a way out of this. All said, you only could surrender one run. Would be a huge win for Perkins.
Frias, Burgos, Fox filling the bags. Lake County up 1-0, two outs. An 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him with the breaking ball. Perkins whiffs two. He limits the damage to one run. On two hits, two walks, one error, three left. To the bottom of the first inning. Lake County 1, Lansing coming up.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Question answered. Will Bartlett ejected in the top of the first inning? We know because there's Victor Planchard now into play first base for the Lake County Captains. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. Lake County scored one run in the first inning against Jack Perkins, who is fighting for his command. But he stranded the bases loaded in the end for Perkins in the top of the first inning. 31 pitches, 17 strikes. And now to the bottom half. Now the 1-0 lead inherited by the southpaw, Ryan Webb, going to work against Butler, Valenzuela, and Winkler. Lefty-lefty, Webb to Johnny Butler. Fastball runs up and in. One ball, no strikes. Lake County's defense for you in a moment. Webb offers. That grabs the outside corner. Strike called. The catcher, Joe Donovan. Victor Planchard now in to play first base in place of the ejected Bartlett. At second, Juan Brito. At short, Yordis Valdez. And at third, Dion Frias. The pitch. Foul tipped into then out of the mitt of Donovan. A ball, two strikes on Butler. In the outfield, Edro goes in left, and center Jake Fox, and in right field, Jorge Burgos. The windup, the kick and the pitch. That too is fouled away at home plate. Hello to Lugnuts assistant general manager Greg Kiger at an art show in Marshall. Hello, Marshall, Michigan. Hello, purveyors and enjoyers of art. And hopefully everybody is doing wonderfully. One ball, two strikes, the pitch. Butler fouls this one away, above the screen and just below us. Hello as well to Carol. Johnny Butler. Yesterday 0 for 4, but hit by a pitch and scored a run in the rally in the bottom of the ninth. He lines this breaking ball foul up the left side. And that baseball is right now rolling down the sidewalk outside the ballpark confines. It did not cross Cedar Street, but it got through the railing. So we stay 1-2. Webb tries again. And the fastball runs up and away. 2-2. Another fine at bat for Johnny Butler makes a pitcher have to work. Valenzuela waits. The break even. Butler spoils another. And Ryan Webb is wondering, all right, what am I going to have to do here? Webb in his seventh start of the year. 28 strikeouts, 19 walks through 30 innings. League batting 230 against the Southpaw. Deals the 2-2. Down low. Tried the changeup, and no, sir. Count is full. Remember, this count was 1-2. And then the four straight foul balls. So now here comes the payoff. And Butler, it's a high fly out to center. Fox goes back. He has plenty of room to his right to make the catch in front of the Miller Lite sign. A long plate appearance, but in the end, Butler's at number one. Saheed Valenzuela's next up. Switch hitting Lugnut's second baseman. Valenzuela opened up this season 2 for his first 15. He has been much, much better since. Batting right, check swing. First offering called the strike by the home plate umpire Rodriguez. One out, nobody on, and the Lugnuts trailing 1-0 in the bottom of the first. Webb offers, swing and a miss, late, strike two. Since opening 2 for 15, Valenzuela is 17 for 44. That's a .386 batting average. And overall, he's hitting .322 for the year. The pitch. He bounces it weakly down toward first. Planchard waits, gloves, and then he greets Valenzuela in front of first base with the tag. Out number two. So bring up Jack Winkler. Winkler had a three-hit game 2 days ago, and yesterday, a single, a double, and a walk. Oh, by the way, we just had the occasion for the home plate umpire Rodriguez to show off his throwing arm, firing it out to the pitcher. Southpaw Webb lets it fly. Outside. Ryan Webb looks for the perfect bottom of the first inning. After his teammates made Jack Perkins work in the top half of the first, scored one, left three. That two is outside. Two balls, no strikes to Winkler. Winkler, because of his performances the last 2 days, his batting average has jumped from .212 to .240. The pitch. That two misses. Fastball. Trying to work that outside corner of the letters, but no, sir. 3-0 for Winkler. The OPS for Winkler has also jumped from below 600 up to 653. On the 3-0, taking. Strike called outer corner.
He said before the game, Jesse's nothing different at the plate, just has been feeling more comfortable the last couple of days.
Well, he's looked it. Two outs, nobody on, 3-1. ripped to left field, and Droga has to play it on a hop to his left. Winkler is another base hit. The throw comes in. Jack has a two-out single. He is on it right now.
Yes, he is. A ton of confidence every time he steps to the plate, and you can see it. Didn't panic there. Got a strike call, and he gets right in the bat. Has to swing for the first time, and comes up with another line drive hit.
And now he's a threat to run. Yesterday, he swiped his ninth base of the year. He's been caught twice. Pitch clock infraction was called. Danny Bautista Jr. steps in. Webb throws low. And they discard Jack Winkler's batting armor to the first baseside dugout. Danny Bautista Jr. has hit safely in seven consecutive games. Lefty's pitch. Hit in the air, twisting out to right field for Jorge Burgos. Steps forward, waits. He's got it. Side retired. So just the Winkler single, nothing more. We go to the second inning. Lake County leading Lansing by a 1-0 score.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Eight, nine, and one coming up here for Lake County. And Donovan Adrogo and Brito taking on the Lugnuts right-hander Jack Perkins. 31 pitches for Perkins in the first inning, but only one run allowed. It begins with the Michigan Wolverine, Joe Donovan. Righty to righty. Outside corner, strike one call. Those Perkins pitches explode in. Donovan batting 356 through 15 games. Swing and a miss. Right by him. Donovan out of Clarendon Hills, Illinois. So we've got two Midwesterners battling here. The native Indiana. Perkins steals the 0-2. Broke it off the outside corner. Ball one. Got a Midwesterner next to me in the broadcast booth. Shades on. Adam working on the tan. How's that going so far? 1-2. Fastball up. Did he go on appeal? No. All two.
It goes better not in a box.
I heard that. Adam Jackson's the director of broadcasting for Central Michigan University, and the Chippewas have big games coming up on the horizon. 2-2. Slider a little low, not by much. Count is full on Donovan. MAC tournament coming up this week.
That's right.
How pumped are you?
Very excited. Going for a third straight tourney title for the Chippewas.
Payoff. Foul tipped into the mitt of Rodriguez. Perkins strikes at Donovan. And that's three strikeouts in the last four batters for Jack Perkins. He is starting to find it.
When he went to that breaking ball at the end of the first inning, Jesse, it seems like he found something. So keep an eye on that. But if he can find some momentum, you only give up the one run, left the bases loaded in the first. to turn this outing around.
Number 9 hitter, Cesar Jorgo. This spoils the first pitch foul, driven off the left side, strike 1. Mind if I ask you a couple more questions about the MAC tournament?
Go for it.
So Adam won't be joining us for the first few games of the Fort Wayne series, and hopefully if things go well for CMU, not for a lot of those games. A ground ball, rolled over right side, Valenzuela gobbles it up, goes to first for out number 2. 4-3 on the scorecard. Captains leading 1-0, top of the second, turn the lineup over for Juan Brito. All right, Central Michigan. Who's your top competition to win the MAC postseason tournament?
It's Kent State this year. They won the league. They've won 5 straight coming in. Big weekend at Ball State. And they're the hosts this year.
Juan Brito takes the big breaker for a called strike 1. All right, so Kent State. And meanwhile, the 2-time defending championship was showing up at a 1. Inside. Jacob Marcy will be playing for the Fort Wayne Timcaps. You know him well. Mm. From Mount Pleasant to the Midwest League. The 1-1. Hit in the air out to center field. Junior Perez, a late read. Now he breaks in, and he can't get there. Falls for a base hit. From left, Elliott gets it in. Brito was a long ways around first. The throw in. It's in time, and he's tagged out by Winkler. He routed first base too far, and the Lugnuts threw behind him. Single out. And in the end, that'll do it for a scoreless top of the second inning. Adam, good luck to your Chippewas coming up.
Thank you, sir.
1.5 complete, Captains 1, Lugnuts nothing. Going to the bottom half of the second inning from Jackson Field.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The 5-6-7 batters in the Lansing order are due up for the bottom of the second inning. That means Perez, Elliott, and Rodriguez against the lefty Ryan Webb. 1-0 Lake County. Webb throws. Junior Perez showing bunt. The fastball high and wide, ball 1. In the first inning against Webb, 2 flyouts on a groundout. Around a 2-out single for Jack Winkler, who is stranded. Webb back to work dealing. And again, bunt shown. The pitch called a strike. Junior is seriously thinking about it. Perez coming in, hitting 137 with 4 home runs this year. Right-handed batter waits. Webb throws up very high. Adam, it just seems to me like there's been a changing of this game's feel. Hear me out with this. Webb's 2-1. Outside for ball 3. How it began. Lugnut starter Jack Perkins, erratic. 3 of the first 4 batters reached for Lake County. They had a run in. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Perez. Count is full. And then the Will Bartlett strikeout looking, subsequently followed by Bartlett getting ejected from the dugout. Lake County only did score 1 run in the first inning. And then in the second inning, the 2-out single for Brito on the misread fly in center field by Perez, but then Brito thrown out at first base, routing too far. Just has that feel of Things are going the Lugnuts' way if they can take advantage. Perez swings, hits a high fly, right center. The center fielder, Fox, to his left, called off. Burgos from right makes the catch. And out number one. That said, they have to do it against a pitcher in Ryan Webb, who solved their lineup the first time around in April in Lake County. And so far, so routine for Webb in the early going, admittedly, today.
Hey, you said it, though. They've kind of dodged some bullets after that slower start with Jack Perkins. He found his way out of it, though. Now can the offense heat up?
Clark Elliott drives the first pitch to right center. Fox rushes back. He gets there, and he hauls it in. Whenever the ball is hit toward that right center alleyway, a fan's heart here leaps into their throat. If the ball gets down, there's just so much room. But Jake Fox had that well measured. That is now 4 outs in the air against Webb to bring up C.J. Rodriguez. 2 up and 2 gone, last of the second. Lake County 1, Lansing nothing. Rodriguez, a right-handed batter. The pitch from the southpaw. Fouled straight back. Just missed that fastball. If you were wondering like me, well, Ryan Webb, so many outs in the air. How many home runs has he allowed this year? Only 2 of them. Came into play today, the league hitting 230. He deals. That's lifted out to right field and shallow. Second baseman Brito at. First baseman Blanchard there too. It's Brito with a sliding catch. Marvelously done, ending up on his right hip. On the side retired. Nothing easy about that one. But as we go to the third inning, Lansing remains scoreless against Ryan Webb. It's 1-0 Lake County. Adam Jackson will have the call when we return.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Hello there as we head to the top of the third at Jackson Field. Game 7 on this Sunday afternoon. And so far the captains besting the Lugnuts 1-0, but it is a gorgeous afternoon for baseball. 72 degrees, partly sunny, and the wind is very calm to this point with the flag standing still out there on the pole and right. Ortiz Valdez leads off the third. First pitch, hopped over towards first. Fair play, and it's grabbed by Winkler. Runs it up the line and tags the bag just before Valdez gets there. A sharp hop and a nice pick for the first out of the third. Good defense continuing for the Lansing Lugnuts as they picked up the ball well behind Jack Perkins today. Has surrendered 3 hits, one of them a bloop to end the last half inning. But Brito overran first base, and then Elliott threw to Valenzuela, and then to Winkler to pick him at first base. Here's Jake Fox. First pitch too tall. Ball 1.
And it seemed to me that fastball command is still a little off, right? Not getting on top of it. Arm a little slow. But Adam, his curveball is looking great today.
1-0 pitch. Swing and a foul back. Strike 1. And that is what saved him at the end of the first. It seems like, Jesse, as most pitchers like to do, you use majority fastball in that first inning if you can get through it, and then at the last moment, just wasn't working for him. He went curve, and it started to get results. Swing out to right field. Butler coming over towards the line. Makes the catch to the left of his Luggies jersey. Two outs. Johnny Butler's been busy out there. A couple fly balls his way. So with two down, Jorge Burgos steps to the plate. Base hit in his first at bat. Perkins turns and throws home. A little bit tight, ball one. There's that fastball again that, again, he has struggled with that command. It's been mostly arm side, as we noted in that first inning, missing wide to the left of the plate. The pitch, there he misses with it down low. Two balls, no strikes. And this is the majority of what we saw in that first inning from Perkins. Only a couple batters that he got ahead of. Burgos was one, the other was San Quintin. The 2-0, that's up high, 3-0. And the reason he got ahead of San Quintin is that's when we started to see the breaking ball. So really, on the fastball, only one batter, Burgos, got ahead of in the first. 3-0, that shoots in the zone, keeps this at bat alive. It's 3-1 on the lefty. Bases clear, two outs, 1-0, captains, top three. Perkins pitch, kicked back off the netting. And Jack's come right back in the zone. He's gone five straight fastballs to Burgos. See what we get here. Maybe that breaking ball again. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Inside, nearly nipped the jersey, ball four. And so it's a third walk for Jack Perkins. Lugnuts won last night, but taking the box scores down after the game, and you mentioned this earlier, those 10 walks, that's the one thing Don Schulze, the pitching coach, pointed out. Is this box score correct? 10 walks by our guys? Pitch home. Here's a bouncing ball, weakly hit towards second. Valenzuela to his left, scoops it up on the dirt, throws to first. And the Lugnuts, yes, another walk here in the third, and another workaround by Perkins as he gets this off ground out. We are off to the bottom of the third. 1-0 captains on this Sunday in May.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the bottom of the third we go. Baby Shark Cam up there on the video board and left on a kid's day. A Capital City Market kid's day at that. Alexander Campos, Aribiel Angeles, and Johnny Butler, the three that are due up. 8-9-1. Lansing trying to win the series thanks to a heck of a victory last night. If you weren't here at Jackson Field, you missed out on a great evening. Michigan State Capitol, the pitch home. Swatted back foul, strike one. It was a back-and-forth game, and we talked about it being almost a game of runs, as we call this a Game 7. You can think of it as NBA Game 7 on a Sunday. Ryan Webb, the lefty, turns to the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball drops in there, strike one on Alexander Campos, strike two, rather.
You know, technically every baseball game is a game of runs.
Absolutely.
It's one run to nothing right now.
Yes, it is.
But I know exactly what you're saying.
The 0-2 pitch. Up high, outside. Oh, basketball, right? The one team will score 10 runs, or 10 points. Getting them confused now. The other team will come back, score 15 points. You go back and forth. And somebody wins. 1-2 pitch. Up high, outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So within the game of runs being scored, there was runs of runs. 3 for the Nuts through the first 3 innings, and then the Captains. 2-2, swinging it down the ground, third. Backhand stop, and a throw across the diamond in time. Diane Frias with that bright turquoise-esque aqua glove. Nice snatch for the first out. Good defensive play. So Lugnut scored a run in the first 3 innings. And then it was 5 runs for Lake County from the 5th onto the 9th. And then Lansing scored 3 in the 9th to win it. Arribilanale steps in. Bouncer off the plate, comes right back to Webb. Fields runs it over to first. Looked like he was going to take it the whole way. And then a few steps away, underhand tossed to Planchard. 2 outs. So Lansing got the victory last night on the Bautista bloop single to right. Scored 2 runs, another 6-5 walk-off win. We talked about it in the pregame. The 4th time Lansing has walked off, winning 6-5 out of the 5 times they've walked off this year. Here's Johnny Butler. First pitch a little bit wide, ball 1. How about that? 1 to get 5 walk-offs within the first 40 games of the season. Pretty incredible. Very Oakland Athletic reminiscent. They've walked it off 4 or 5 times. That pitch is fouled back from Johnny Butler. 1 ball, 1 strike. The Nuts beat Quad Cities 6-5 twice, and both of them coming in 10 innings back in late April. And then early in May, the Nuts beat Dayton 6-5. That fastball comes in, strike 2. Those were 6-5, 6-5, 6-5 in 10 innings, and then 9 innings, and then the 6-5, 9-inning win last night. 1-2 pitch. That's kicked back foul. Butler, after that 10-pitch at bat in the first, fouling a couple off here in the third. The outlier was the, 4-3 win against Dayton. Alexander Campos delivered the RBI HBP. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball low and outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So 4 6-5 wins. That's been the magic score this year for Lansing. They take it to pick up their 18th win last night. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball low and outside. Another good at bat by Johnny Butler. He's trying to extend this half inning. Since the base hit from Winkler, 6 straight set down by Webb, including the first 2 to start this third. Payoff pitch. Hammered foul, bouncing first base side. That Luis Baez down there first, Jesse?
Yes.
He's always having some fun beyond the coach's box when a ball comes his way, flailing at it, acting like he was going to make an attempt. 3-2 pitch, lifted deep, left center field. Hidrogo is going back. He looks up. It's off the wall. Butler is around first. He cruises into second with a double. First extra base hit for the Nuts. 1 on with 2 outs in the third. How about that swing from Johnny Butler? He had a home run out that way earlier in this series. That's his 4th double, and now his 10th extra base hit. 4 doubles, 4 triples, and 2 homers. They need that pop from Johnny Butler, Jesse, and it looks like it's starting to come through here.
Let me toss that at you, too. He has seen 18 pitches in 2 plate appearances. 10-pitch first at-bat, flied out. 8-pitch second at-bat, double.
Here's Saheed Valenzuela. The pitch. That's a breaking ball down low. I mean, what is Ryan Webb's pitch count at? If he hasn't faced Johnny Butler. through the first couple of innings. Well, Jesse would go 18 pitches less.
You know, 24 pitches to everybody else.
The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one.
Really, it's been remarkable. Nearly half of his pitches have gone to Butler.
That's pretty remarkable indeed. Great by him. Unable to pay it off last time with a flyout. This time gets on with the double, and now a chance for the Nuts to tie. One of the hottest hitters at the plate. Pitch on the ground, first base side, off the glove of Planchard, diving to his right into shallow right field. Butler cruising in around third. He scores. It's an RBI single for Saheed Valenzuela. We're tied at one in the third. Valenzuela does it again, and Jesse, he does it the same way he always does, going the opposite way. This guy is on a tear right now.
It's a jab. He just jabs it the other way, and Victor Planchard did not start this game at first base. Remember, he's a catcher for this Lake County team usually. Will Bartlett, the starting first baseman, ejected.
Now here's Jack Winkler. First pitch, down low, and that skips away from Donovan. Off to second goes Valenzuela on the wild pitch. This has come out of nowhere. Two outs, Campos, Angeles, down on ground outs. Butler doubles, Valenzuela, a hard hit ball to first that nicks off of Planchard's diving attempt up the line into shallow right, and now a wild pitch. Brand new ball game here.
With one of the Lugnuts' hottest hitters waiting.
Jack Winkler already singled today. The pitch. That's on the outside part of the plate. And it's 1-1. Jack has been doing his damage towards the bottom part of the order the last couple of days. Batted sixth. Two hits yesterday and a walk. And the day before, he had three hits in the sixth hole. 1-1 pitch. That's down low on the breaking ball. Good eye. 2-1. Just talking to him before the game and said, does that affect you guys at all? A lineup move, switching from sixth to third? And he said, not really. You know, they have the scouting reports on you. It's just a matter of feeling comfortable at the plate. And he says that's what he's feeling right now, going up there with confidence and comfortability. Pitch, swing, and a foul tip held onto. Two balls, two strikes. 1-1 our score in the bottom of the third. Winkler has one of the hits. The other two have come in the last two at-bats from Butler and Valenzuela. Saheed with his fifth RBI. He's at second as the Nuts look for their first lead. Ryan Webb's pitch. Too tall. Three balls, two strikes.
I think Webb has pitched well. It's just Johnny Butler wore him out with the eight-pitch at-bat and then followed it up by drilling the double. And then Valenzuela, the punch of the RBI single trickling through Planchard, that has opened the door.
And the Lugnuts so far have taken advantage. Can they do it again here? 3-2 pitch. Swing and it's fouled back. Good at bat here by Jack Winkler. The first time that Ryan Webb, Jesse, you remember this, pitched against Lansing back on April 23rd. He was stellar. 5 2/3, gave up just two hits, nothing else. No walks, eight strikeouts. He set down the Nuts. This time around, they have been able to come up with a run. 3-2. That's low and inside, ball four, and another great at-bat from Winkler. He is out for a second time. So they're at first and second. And we've talked about this so much with Lansing lately, as we're going to get a mound visit, is about taking advantage with this offense, and specifically in these two-out situations. It was the same thing last night that we saw. Danny Bautista, two outs. Can you deliver? After the Nuts had left runners stranded in the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, the eighth, while he came through when it was most clutch, got the two-run single, and Lansing walked it off. And now again here, two outs. Valenzuela delivers, and now a chance for Bautista again.
I think it's important, Adam, to mention for Webb, his worst starts of the year have been his two road starts. He pitched at Dayton, and he allowed five runs in five innings, one in the first, two in the second, two in the third. He pitched at Fort Wayne. He blanked the Tin Caps through the first three innings and then allowed one in the fourth, and then a seven spot was put up in the bottom of the fifth inning, four of them charged to him. So Ryan Webb, away from Lake County, this is where things have gone wrong, and he's pitching in a great hitter's park. It's the second time around through the order.
ERA at 7.5 on the road, to your point, Jesse. Home games, his ERA just a touch over 2. How about that? Pitch. A little bit wide. Ball 1.
He's nibbling.
Got to be feeling it a little bit after second time through the top of this order. To Jesse's point, it's gone double, RBI single, walk. Bautista trying to deliver and give the Nuts the lead. The pitch home. That's in there. Knee high. Strike 1. He had not given up any runs in the third inning of any of his starts coming into this game. Honestly, the first inning had drew some tallies, and then it's the fifth inning, that third time potentially through the order. 1-1 pitch. That's 5 foul, first base side, 1-2. But the Nuts bucking that trend so far here in the third. They've evened up the run column and the hit column. 1 run apiece, 3 hits apiece. Lansing does have the error that aided the lone captain run back in the first, but Perkins wiggled out of a bases loaded jam. 1-2 pitch. Bautista slices it back off the net. This guy's been swinging it so well. It's really impressive to think that Lansing doesn't have their last two first-round draft picks, the A's last two first-round draft picks, in the lineup today. Max Muncy and Daniel Susak. Susak had a four-hit game yesterday. The 1-2. Slice down the right field side. That's a base hit, and it's cut off by Lampy and Wright. Around third comes Valenzuela. He's in to score, and now the ball gets away. Bautista trying to get to second, and he is tagged out as Valdez got it over to Brito. And that will do it for this third inning. But the Nuts get 3 hits with 2 outs and a walk and score 2 runs and have their first lead 2-1 as we move to the fourth.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
So far, Game 7 has lived up to the hype here at Jackson Field in Michigan State Capitol, May 21st, 2023. The Nuts have grabbed their first lead thanks to the 2-out rally from the top of their order in the third. A double, single, walk, and another single. And it's 2-1 Nuts. Jack Perkins on the hill, first pitch. Slides in there, strike 1 to Diane Frias. 6, 7, and 8. Frias, Junior Sancantine, and Joe Donovan do up. The pitch. Sliced up third base side, and that's dropping and fair as it heads over in foul territory, picked up by Elliott. Around first, over to second goes Frias with a little bloop shot double the opposite way. And here come the captains right back in the fourth. Not much to that swing, but it's the first extra base hit today for Lake County. Wasn't much there on a weak hit ball. But that's the same way Lansing won the game last night. A little bloop shot down the first base side from Bautista. Here's Junior Sancantine from the left side. The pitch, swing and a miss. Back foot left him there, and he kind of lunged over the plate. Strike one. So now each team with four hits. Lansing edging Lake County for the moment on the scoreboard, 2-1 in the run column. Angeles keeping Frias close at second, and Perkins turns that way. It was a tough first inning for Jack Perkins. Nearly half his pitches were out of the zone. 31 pitch first inning, 17 for strikes. Throws, swing, and a miss. Strike two, beautiful breaking ball, and that was the key in that first inning. Went majority fastball, trying to hide some of the rest of his repertoire. But he utilized that breaking ball with the fastball command struggles in the first and got the strikeout of this man, Sancantine, with the bases loaded. The pitch. Swinging, that's hooked foul, first base side. Just at the end of the Lugnuts dugout. Jack Winkler searches and finds a crowd of kids, tosses the baseball into the stands. Beautiful afternoon for baseball. Up over 70 degrees and the sun out at Jackson Field. Some clouds off in the distance. Supposed to be into the 70s and potentially up to the 80s this week. Nuts will hit the road, though, beginning on Tuesday, head to beautiful Parkview Field. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and another breaking ball that gets Sancantine. Fourth strikeout for Perkins. Crazy to think we haven't been to Parkview Field yet this year, but again, we are only a month and change into the season. The pitch, that's a little bit wide. Ball one to Joe Donovan. 2-1 Nuts, top four. They are the last of the, well, second to last of the Eastern Division. The Nuts have not visited. Got to go to Dayton still. 1-0. Roped out to left center field. This running away from Perez, but he tracks it down and gets it back in towards Arribio Angeles. Took that away from the gap in left center. Good tracking from Perez on the Donovan shot, and there's two outs. So a double given up by Perkins. Weak contact, and then a strikeout and a flyout. And now Cesar Idrogo stands in the way of the Lugnuts staying in front in the top of the fourth. It's always a key. Can you keep them off the board after you grab the lead and score yourself for the first time? The pitch. There goes the runner to third. Rodriguez throws it down there. It's a sliding stop. No tag applied as Campos just had to keep that ball in front. Campos was not to the bag. He was running over there. And then the ball was to the left of the line, so he slid in foul territory, or dove in foul territory, to keep that one in front. It's a swipe for Frias. A tying run 90 feet away. 1-0 pitch is inside. 2-0. I think, though, if Campos is there, that would have been a really close play at third base. Snap throw from Rodriguez. Perkins set from the stretch with the lefty Drogo at the plate. The pitch. That nips the inside corner. Big pitch, strike one. Switch hitter, Cesar Idrogo. One of five switch hitters today for Lake County. 2-1 pitch. Up high, 3-1. Rodriguez stood up, looked back. Frias to third, but again, Campos is well off the line and back in his third base position. As they are giving up that third base line, expecting Idrogo to pull. Right side of the diamond, the pitch. That's bottom of the zone, strike two. Idrogo didn't like the call, was ready to toss the bat. He gets called back by Guillermo Rodriguez, who has already tossed one of the captains today for being upset about the strike zone. That was Will Bartlett back in the first. 3-2 pitch. Inside corner, called strike three. paint on the outside and the inside, and Jack Perkins with a little nudge movement with his hand telling Idrogo to get out of there. We will head to the bottom of the fourth and end this top of the fourth with a captain left at third and the Lugnuts in front 2-1.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the bottom of the fourth, we move. Great pitching from Jack Perkins. Racks up strikeouts number 4 and 5 to work off the dunked-in leadoff double. And Lansing remains in front 2-1. It'll be Junior Perez, Clark Elliott, and C.J. Rodriguez coming to the plate. We've got a trivia question here for you in the bottom of the fourth. Get that to you momentarily. First pitch from Ryan Webb. A little bit low, ball one. Ryan Webb was cruising along. He had sat down 6 straight nuts, and then he faced the top of the order for a second time, and things went awry. 1-0. Up high and outside, 2 balls, no strikes. Johnny Butler doubled, then Saeed Valenzuela knocked him in with a single. Winkler walked. Bautista then singled. Got thrown out trying to extend it to second base. 2-0 pitch. Hard hit, third base side. That is heading back, and Idrogo watches it go over his head and one hop the wall. Perez is around first. He's into second. The throw is late. It's a double for Junior Perez, the second two-bagger for the Nuts in as many innings. The leadoff man is on in the fourth. That ball was crushed by Perez, his first double this year. Make it his 5th extra base hit with those 4 home runs he's got. And we've talked about it. His power is starting to come around here in the last couple of weeks. Had the 3 home runs last week. Home run earlier this week. Now his first double. Here's Clark Elliott. Swung it well in his first at bat. Pitch. Down low, ball one. Elliott hit one deep out to right center field. Didn't quite get over the head of Jake Fox, but he had to go back into the deepest part of the park where it stretches to 407 here at Jackson Field. Made the catch on a well-struck ball. The pitch home. That's in there. Fastball, strike one. So now for Lansing, that is 5 straight that have reached against Webb. Remember, it was his infield that helped him out after the Bautista single when he tried to extend it to 2 with the ball rolling around that got the final out of the third. 1-1 pitch. That drops out of the zone. 2-1. So the last 5 for the Nuts. Double, single, walk, single, double. 2-1 Lansing, bottom 4. They trailed 1-0 after 1. A 2-run third. Webb's pitch. Low and outside. And a 3-1 count. So the struggles continue for Ryan Webb. Nobody warming in the captain bullpen. We'll see if that maybe starts to change if he walks Clark. C.J. Rodriguez waits on deck. Clark holds, Webb holds the ball and brings it to his glove. Throws home. Check swing, and that's on the outside corner, strike 2. Clark had started to walk to first. I think only because that strike call was a little late from Rodriguez. It took him a second to get it up there with the right hand. And strike two in the at-bat. So now 3-2. Elliott takes time and will step back into the box here. White batting gloves wrapped around the two-tone bat. The pitch home. That is just off the outer edge. And it is ball four. So make it six straight that have reached against Ryan Webb, going back to the last half inning and now starting this fourth inning. The Nuts, after getting two in the third, trying to add on to their 2-1 lead in the fourth. CJ Rodriguez comes up, averaged just up over 205 driven in this year. Perez, good speed at second. The pitch. In under the hands, ball one, sliding stop from Joe Donovan. Lugnuts winning today and looking for a second straight victory to close out this series and win four of the last five in this series. 1-0. Hammered left field, up in the air. Hidrogo going over towards the line, and that ball is foul. Would have been close if it was fair, as that left field line tucks in. The wall rises to up over 20 feet, but it's a short distance down the line, and Rodriguez almost snuck it in the corner. So 1-1. It looks like there's a baseball all the way out in deep right center field under the Buddy's Pizza sign. So they've motioned for Jake Fox to go out there and get it. I think that maybe came from a fan. There's some kids up there on the lawn that runs between right field and right center. And they're playing with a baseball, and I think maybe it hopped over the wall or something because there's no action in either of the bullpens. Not sure where else the baseball would have come from. All right, now we're ready. Webb peeks and throws home. Inside, 2-1. Comfortable at-bats by the Lugnuts. As good as Ryan Webb has been, and he's struggled here to end the third and start the fourth, Lansing is putting everything in play. No strikeouts yet. This is an improvement for a Nuts team that has not walked a ton this year, and the strikeouts up over 335. The pitch kicked back up over the netting, and it's 2-2. There seems to be some growth, though, with this offense as we push through a second month of the season. We just look towards the last half inning. Two outs, nobody on, and they manufacture two runs with three hits and a walk. Rodriguez trying to deliver. First and second, nobody out. There go the runners. The pitch, swatted foul, third base side. Perez sliding into third, lost his helmet. He will head back to second. Clark Elliott will head back to first. It was a breaking ball, so seemed like a good chance that the two runners would have been safe if Rodriguez wasn't swinging. Dancing over there, Brito headed to the bag, and now time called by CJ Rodriguez. Seems like a pivotal moment in this game for Lansing, trying to expand on their lead, up 2-1, especially with Lake County and how they've shown their comeback ability even last night, taking the lead by a couple of runs into the ninth, where Lansing walked it off. The pitch. Rodriguez smacks it up into the air. Third base side, foul territory. Frias comes over, and it goes three rows deep into the seats. And a souvenir for some fans. Well done finding one of the youngsters with a free baseball on their Sunday afternoon. Good battle here from Rodriguez as he gets set to see his seventh pitch of the at-bat. Here it is. Lifted, center field. Fox eyeing it, coming in, and he makes the catch. Throw goes over towards third. Runners will hold. There's the first down. All right, so trivia question. In this fourth inning, we asked you the other day about a no-hitter, the last Lugnuts no-hitter that was caught in the big leagues. Today's question, what was the most recent cycle that was hit for by a former Lansing Lugnut in Major League Baseball? Who was it? Here's Alexander Campos. First pitch lifted out to left field. Hidrogo over to his left. Underneath of it makes the catch. Back-to-back pitch on weak flyouts to center and left. And there are quickly two outs for Eurybio Angeles. So, today's question, which former Lugnut has hit for the cycle most recently in Major League Baseball? If you want bonus points, you can tell us when it was. But we just need a name. At Adam Jaxa, at Jay Goldstrass on Twitter, or email in jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com for your answers or even your guesses. We'll read them off and give you the answer in the seventh. First pitch, Angeles, standing still, takes strike one.
I don't know, Adam. I'm always willing to hand out some bonus points.
Absolutely. So I'm saying, give all the information you want, and we will read it off. Kudos for bonus points. Webb's 0-1. Up high and outside. Angeles has now doubled his at-bat length from the first time he went up. Swung at the first pitch. Grounded out to Ryan Webb on the hill. Trying to pick up his teammates. Hard hit ball, third base side foul. 1-2. Can this guy get going? They really would love to see it. He's had some hard hit baseballs, but some good defensive plays against him. And he's pulling a lot of balls right down third base. So Dion Frias right on the line. Yesterday it was Christian Cairo that made a nice play against him. Lugnuts have two on, nobody out. Now two on, two out. One 2 pitch to Angeles. Way up high and outside. 2-2.
Did you see the home plate umpire Rodriguez flinch? There's Ryan Webb trying to wait out Angeles. But at the last second, Rodriguez lurched to his right as if to say, so are you going to throw it?
It was a long hole, especially in the pitch clock era where it's go, go, go. Down to 5-4. Here's the pitch. Inside, did he go? Yes, he did. Turned the hips, couldn't hold the bat back, and a filthy breaking ball in on the hands. Gets Angeles, and a big time to get your first strikeout for Ryan Webb. So the Nuts get two on with nobody out. Two flyouts and a strikeout. We are off to the fifth. 2-1, Lansing leads. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler returns with the call after this.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Hayden Stamm has visited the broadcast booth. As we go to the fifth inning, Lugnuts 2, Lake County Captains 1. The first-year Lansing Lugnuts clubhouse manager in his first year as part of the Oakland Athletics organization. He's watching things on from up above, the man who works so hard behind the scenes down below. Lansing right-hander Jack Perkins back to work. Top of the order to oppose him, Brito Valdez, Fox. The switch hitters, Brito, then Valdez. First up, Juan Brito swats the first pitch up in the air and fell at 3 rows back of the Lake County dugout. And Alex Campos, the third baseman, took a seat up on the railing to relax. And now right back to play his position. There is a pitch clock after all. Nothing in one the count. Jack deals. Check swing. Let's see. On appeal. Yes, he did. Strike two. For Perkins, 31 pitches in a laborious first inning. And, well, since then, a lot more efficient and effective. 0-2. Hit high in the air out to right center field. On the run, Junior Perez. It's down for a base hit. And then after one hop, the center fielder snares it, plays it into second base. But Brito has landed there with a leadoff double. Juan Brito is 3-for-3 today.
And now the second straight half inning where the Captains have a leadoff double.
After Perkins got out in front of him, 2 strikes.
Uh-huh.
But in the fourth inning, after Diane Frias doubled, then Perkins struck out San Quintin, got Donovan on a fly to center, and struck out Idrogo. 5 strikeouts for Perkins so far through 4 innings plus. Now he is past 70 pitches. His counterpart on the other side, Ryan Webb, 79 pitches. Called strike, inside corner, Yordis Valdez.
By the way, your description for Jack Perkins, first inning, laborious?
Yes.
Never heard it before.
I mean, the guy had to work hard. 0-1, misses in. Look at the look that Chris Snyder's giving you right now.
Hey, man, I'd never heard of it. Showing obvious signs of effort and lacking in fluency. Laborious.
What are your thoughts?
I think it's a perfect description.
Second, third, fourth innings, not so. The 1-1. A bouncing ball rolled foul right side. Strike two for Valdez.
Also requiring considerable effort and time.
I mean, perfect. It required effort and time in the first. But you know, they only scored the 1 run. The very first batter of the ball game has Lake County's only run. That's Juan Brito, getting away from second. Captains down 2-1 in the fifth. The 1-2. Valdez grounds to second. Valenzuela gloves, throws to first, gets the out. Brito over to third base. 1 down. I think that was a breaking ball that would have struck out an awful lot of other batters. The hand-eye coordination of Valdez putting it into play and moving his teammate along.
Yeah, I mean, it duplicates as a sacrifice. You get your runner 90 feet away, and now a sacrifice could tie this game up.
It's Jake Fox with the infield in. Takes ball one inside. Yesterday we saw the Lugnuts, Blake Beers. 5 innings, 1 run, struck out 6. Well, Jack Perkins right now is allowed 1 run through 4 1/3 with 5 Ks. Deals. Fox smacks a base hit up the middle, and Brito is in from third to tie the game. Junior Perez gets it in. An RBI single for Jake Fox, and it's 2-2.
Well, Lake County, too good of an offense, finding ways to get runners home and moving batters along. When you get back-to-back leadoff doubles and good execution by them to get the run home, and brand new game.
Does Jake Fox remind you at all of Petey Halpin?
Mm-hmm.
Jorge Burgos sprays the first pitch up in the air, down the left side. Long run, Campos from third, runs it down to the pen. And at first base, Fox bluffs tagging up, draws the throw into second base. Burgos fouls out number 2.
Yeah, I can feel that. That's a good comp.
All right, we're talking about 2 guys batting from the left side, not very big, 6 feet or below. And I remember seeing Petey Halpin come through with key hit after key hit for Lake County. This year, it's the 20-year-old Fox leading away from first. Will Bartlett's spot here. Victor Planchard swings in line to the first pitch, foul to the left. If you missed it, Bartlett, entering in on a 16-game on-base streak, was called out on strikes back in the first inning and then was ejected from the dugout. That comes up and in and shakes up C.J. Rodriguez. Fox was ready to tear off to second base. Home plate umpire Rodriguez is going to give the catcher Rodriguez some time to recover right here. Nothing into the count on Victor Planchard. By the way, Jake Fox, the runner. He was drafted by the Cleveland Guardians in the third round in 2021. Petey Halpin, drafted in the third round of 2020. Halpin is currently playing in Double-A and currently for the Akron Rubber Ducks, hitting 250. OPS is at 681 through 23 games. Box at first, two outs. 2-2 the score. On the 0-2 pitch to Victor Planchard. A slider fouled away to the left side, air to the screen.
That means the on-base streak is over then, huh? Only one at bat today.
That's it. How about that for a way for it to come to an end, huh?
That's tough.
Victor Planchard, 5'6" tall, with pop. Two-strike offering. Inside. When we went to Lake County back in April, I remember speaking to somebody about Planchard, and he said, just in speaking to the folks in Lynchburg, where Planchard had been before coming up to Lake County, he had been the fans' favorite player on the team. They adored Planchard. 1-2. Outside. The energy that he plays with. There are some guys who radiate with charisma. And you don't even have to engage them in conversation, right? You can be separated from them, fan in the stands, the player on the field. And you know. Spin, and now Fox is picked off. Winkler looks at him, delivers to shortstop Anales. The tag applied to the back, and the side retired. 1-3-6. Fox the pickoff and the cut stealing. However, two hits, one run. And as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, halfway to the house, it's a tie game between the Lugnuts and the Lake County Captains from Jackson Field.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A tie game, 2-2, going to the bottom of the fifth inning in Game 7, the rubber match, Lake County and Lansing. Lefty deals to lefty. Ryan Webb deals in the cone, striking the outside corner to Johnny Butler, back up to the top of the Lansing lineup. Butler 1-for-2, a double. He scored the Lugnuts' first of two third-inning runs. Webb kicks, deals. The breaking ball misses inside. For Ryan Webb with two outs, nobody on in the third inning. Butler a double. Valenzuela an RBI single. A walk to Winkler. An RBI single to Batista Jr. The pitch. That just missed down and away. Two balls and a strike. It looked like things were going to compound for Webb, because in the bottom of the fourth inning, Junior Perez doubled. Clark Elliott walked. But Webb got through Rodriguez, Campos, and Anales. 2-1. Spoiled foul. Up in the air and off the left side. Here it comes down. Out of the seats, skipping up the rows. And a fan waiting for it came right to that fan. 2-2 for Johnny. All right, so, a 10-pitch plate appearance his first time, an 8-pitch plate appearance his second time, pitch number 5 here on the fifth. Up and inside, And for a third straight at bat, the cat goes full to Butler. Just remarkable. Ryan Webb must be looking around saying, does anybody else want to hit against me? 3-2, swing and a miss. Webb wins this battle. Ryan Webb's second strikeout. With one away, bring up Saheed Valenzuela. Valenzuela's 1-for-2, grounding to first, delivering an RBI single, and scoring the second of the two runs in the third. So he drove in one, he scored the other. Webb deals. Valenzuela swings and misses. Good off speed. Strike one. Looks like we're going to be getting into the bullpens shortly. Swing and a miss by Valenzuela. Strike two. For Lake County, Juan Zapata, the big right-hander warming up. Wind up, the 0-2. Valenzuela goes down swinging. That's three straight strikeouts for Webb. Jack Winkler's coming up next. The man warming up in the Lugnuts pen is just back off the injured list. It is the opening day starter, the right-hander Yoelvis Del Rosario. Elvis back in the building. Jack Winkler fouls off the first pitch he sees. Strike one. Good to get Yoelvis back. Hopefully next for the Lugnuts. Maybe during the upcoming Fort Wayne series, Josh Wainwright returns from the injured list. Webb deals. Winkler takes the off-speed low. But by and large, this has been a very stable Lugnuts roster. Currently 28 players active, 5 players on the injured list. 3 players have gone up to AA Midland. Here's the toss. That's flared foul. Out of play to the right side. Up to the bleachers. 1-2 on Winkler as Webb has found his groove. And a 2-2 game. 2 outs, nobody on. At the bottom of the 5th, he looks to strike out the first 3 Lugnuts batters. Winkler 1-for-1, a single, a walk. The pitch breaks off the outside corner. Adam, quick trivia question for you. Jack was a San Francisco Don. What is a Don, D-O-N?
Cowboy hat wear? I have no idea.
Sure could be. Winkler fouls this pitch off the top of the screen and then down. As a man walking down the aisle. Well, that ball skipped right by her. Now think about a Spanish Don. And that's what it refers to. Although I could lie and say it's a shortened form of Megalodon. Swing and a miss. He's gone here. He's down on strikes. And that is 3 straight strikeouts for the Georgia Bulldog Ryan Webb in the 5th. 4 straight strikeouts overall. All of them swinging. We're going to the 6th inning. It's a 2-2 game between Lansing and Lake County.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's OK. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tips and identities are confidential.
Hunger lives in neighborhoods all around us, but it doesn't have to. Together, we can provide 1 billion meals by 2030. because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Yoelvis Del Rosario into the game for Jack Perkins, onward into the sixth inning. Only score tied 2-2. Series finale, Lansing and Lake County. First offering down and in to Victor Planchart, who was at home plate when Jack Perkins picked off Jake Fox to end the top of the fifth. Right-hander to the switch hitter batting left. Planchart takes ball two up and away. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. What's up? Happy Sunday.
Ayo.
Planchart, Frias, and Quintin. Three switch hitters. A bouncing ball rolled over on the right side, accepted by Valenzuela. Left out of first in plenty of time. He was only three quarters of the way up the line. One batter and one down, and welcome back to the hill, Yoelvis Del Rosario. Del Rosario, a very pleasant person to be around. First offering to Dion Frias, speared by second baseman Valenzuela. Out number two.
And he just continues to play so well in the field at the plate. He's had at least three or four line drive shots hit to him the last few days, and he's catching all of them.
Just playing good all-around baseball, Sahid Valenzuela. Junior Sun Quintin now takes a ball outside. I remember last year when Valenzuela joined the Lugnuts that Alex Jensen, the voice of the Stockton Ports, had said, you know, the previous year he had not truly been healthy. His pitch is down low. Two balls, no strikes to Sun Quintin. And he said, watch out for Valenzuela taking off. Well, last year he didn't, but he did get a tour of duty with AA Midland. The pitch, bouncing ball, right side. It's Jack Winkler coming over from first, takes it unassisted, and that'll do it. That's a really easy frame for the reliever Del Rosario just in. 5.5 complete, going to the bottom of the sixth inning. And it's the Lugnuts and the Captains tied up 2-2.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
So we just saw the Lugnuts go to the bullpen in the top of the sixth inning, and LA County does. Your right-hander, Juan Zapata's come on. Ryan Webb is done after five innings. The score tied up 2-2. Webb struck out four. They were the last four batters that he faced. He walked two, and he gave up five hits and two third-inning runs. So into a battle of the bullpens now. And Luis Baez, time for you to take your spot coaching at first base. But now that Luis is out, we're ready. Righty, righty. Zapata to Danny Bautista Jr. First offering called a strike with the off speed. I remember with Zapata how often we got a chance to see his off-speed the last time, especially his change. A one, swing and a miss, chasing down and away. Nothing in two. Batista Jr. is one for two, an RBI single his last time up. And you know what that RBI single did, Adam? That gave him an 8-game hitting streak.
Oh, I was going to say, tied the game.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. A quick pitch is low. I mean, you're not wrong.
It didn't tie the game. I'm sorry. It gave them the lead. Maybe I should get it right.
Yeah, at the time it was 2-1. You're right. That broke a 1-1 tie. Lake County subsequently tied it on the Fox RBI single in the fifth. 1-2. Popped up. Out in the right field, second baseman Brito. Yields to right fielder Burgos rushing in. It's the center fielder Fox with the full-on dive in between them. Accepts the high five from the seat of his pants from Burgos. Jake Fox with a stunner. Out number one.
Yeah, Ezzy should accept the high five. I'm not sure what Burgos was doing there. That was his ball. And he didn't really attack it with any type of aggression. And Fox saves the day out there for Lake County. Otherwise, Bautista's standing at second base.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Junior Perez now takes ball one from Zapata.
I don't know how Fox caught that ball. That was remarkable.
Looks like we've got a potential equipment issue for the catcher, Donovan. Looking at his third base side dugout. There goes the mitt. And here comes the spare mitt. All right, and we're ready.
Catching glove interference?
I remember earlier this season talking with Daniel Susak when he had a problem with his mitt. And I checked in with him, and Eric Fast, the fine Lansing athletic trainer, in charge of all mitt maintenance. Here's the 1-0. Perez fooled, went around too far, strike one. There are so many different skills that an athletic trainer has to bring to the table that you've got no idea about.
Other duties assigned.
Zapata on the hesitation, the pitch, that's down and away. You know, maybe your shoulder needs some work, maybe your leg needs some work, maybe your mitt needs some work. Athletic trainers, crucial, MVPs. Zapata's pitch, ripped to left field, and Droga's back, and he reels it in. Reaching out as far as he can with that left hand right before he reached the warning track, and then his momentum carried him up against the wall. So we've seen the gem in center field by the sliding and diving Fox, and now we've got the hard-charging left fielder Idrogo, and Juan Zapata out there on the mound can say two up and two down.
That's the second ball, too, in a row that Perez has socked out to left field. Hammered that baseball.
Clark Elliott swings and misses. A half-hearted cut after he was fooled. Cut off speed for strike one. So, yeah, I think Junior Perez is right back to where you want him to be. Remember, we had that question asked yesterday. The strikeouts had been mounting. Had he been starting to get home run happy after hitting the three homers in two games at West Michigan? Now, he's right back to where they want him. And 0-1 from Zapata. Down and in. Appeal of a check swing. He didn't go. One ball, one strike. Adam, do you know a broadcaster can get homer happy too? Where you start to lean out of your seat, jump up, get ready with that home run call? Elliott takes a called strike at the letters. I remember when Austin Beck was with the Lugnuts and he went on one of his tears that I would start to, I don't know, the second that he swung and the ball would jump off his bat, I would think and then wouldn't always go over the wall. Swing and a miss by Clark Elliott. He's gone on strikes. And Juan Zapata says to his defense, I got this one. Three up and three down go the Lugnuts in the bottom of the sixth inning. We're going to the seventh. Adam Jex is back with a call. Lugnuts and captains tied up 2-2.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
All right, off to the seventh we go. Tied at two, a good one between the Nuts and the Captains. Game seven here in Lansing this week between these two squads. Tied at three games apiece. First pitch, and that's in there. Strike one from Yoelvis Del Rosario. Pitching for the first time since April 28th, just short of a month. Pitch, hit deep out to left center field, way up there. Perez over, it's going to be Elliott who comes in to his left, reaches out, makes the catch. And there's one away on two pitches. So four up, four down for Yoelvis Del Rosario. Guy that went down on the IL back on May 6th and then was just reinstated yesterday. And now pitching today in relief of Jack Perkins. Throws home. Lifted out to center field. Back goes Perez. Now he slows up, rounds to his right, and makes the catch in front of the Miller Lite sign and the warning track. Three pitches, two outs.
This feels like watching Ryan Webb in the first two innings.
Yeah, it does. Easy peasy. Five retired. Now, first time Yoelvis will see the top of the card. Juan Brito. 2-2 our score. As we move along on this Sunday afternoon, coming up on 2 hours in. The pitch. That's in there. Strike one. Rosario is dealing. Four pitches, four strikes in this seventh inning. Glove in front of his face. Turns, kicks, and throws. Bouncer off the plate, guess who? To the second baseman, Yahid Valenzuela. Has it, throws to first. And just like that, five pitches later, we are going to stretch it out to the bottom of the seventh, tied at two. Lansing trying to retake the lead when we return.
Let's go!
First pitch of the bottom of the seventh is lifted deep to left field, backing up just in front of the track. Catch is made by Cesar Hidrogo. And there's one away as Rodriguez is retired. New pitcher in is Sean Rapp, the lefty.
Rapp looked really good earlier in the series. Two perfect innings, four strikeouts.
And he replaces Juan Zapata, who easily maneuvered through the sixth. One strikeout, a lineout, and a flyout. Keeps this game tied at two in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch home. Way outside, and that one gets off the backstop. Joe Donovan didn't have a chance.
It was all about to see who would play the carom first, Campos or Donovan.
It was Donovan. Long stretch from Rapp above his head. Now comes home. Shoots it in there. Strike one. Lansing with two runs in the third. Well, Lake County has a run in the first and one in the fifth. Tied here in the bottom of the seventh. Pitch to Campos. Slice back foul. Strike two. A Capital City Market Kids Day. And a ton of youngsters in the crowd. We had the same thing, a couple of Grand Slam school days earlier this week, a school night, rather, on Friday. The school day came on Wednesday, a doubleheader.
I would say the difference is usually today you're with your family as compared to with your classmates.
And you're not on a time crunch to get back on the bus.
No.
1-2 pitch. That's outside. Two balls, two strikes.
In fact, you're looking forward to the game being over when you can run the bases, you get the free ice cream across the street.
What a win. Baseball. Running the bases, and ice cream. How about that? A 2-2. Campos lifts it out to right field, twisting towards the bleachers, and that ball caroms off the high green wall and bounces right back to a youngster who makes the catch. Campos today 0-2, hit it hard to third in his first at-bat. It was a great play by Diane Frias to get him. 2-2 pitch. In there, strike three as that twisted on the outer edge. Good pitch from Rapp, two outs. So for the Nuts, after they didn't strike out through the first three innings of this game, they have now struck out six times in the last four innings. And Aribel Angeles comes up to the plate, struck out to begin things in the fourth. That was the first strikeout for Ryan Webb. The pitch, hard hit, foul, third base side. Wow. Some youngsters over there that had to duck, and then it's run and find the baseball time. A lot of those hard shots from Angeles lately that have been foul. He straightens those out. Look out. 0-1. That twists in a little bit low. One ball, one strike.
And there's the old advice, how do you catch a knuckleball? You wait till it stops rolling and you pick it up. It's probably the best advice for kids sometimes on a foul ball.
Yeah, get out of the way, let it land, and reduce speed. Rapp kicks and throws. That slides in there, 1-2. That is a filthy pitch. Comes at you, and then it bends out and bends back in.
Took the scenic route to home plate.
Yes, it did. 1-2 pitch. That's bounce back foul. So you got to deal with that sliding action from the lefty and then the fastball coming right at you. That slide pitch was the one that got Campos. 2-2 our score, bottom seven. Two outs, bases clear for the Nuts. The pitch home. That's outside. 2-2. And then you got to worry about an outside fastball and staying off that when you're seeing that slider start outside and then come back across the zone. Not very much fun as a hitter. 2-2. There is the slider, and late on the swing is Angeles. Back-to-back strikeouts for Rapp. We're headed to the eighth, tied at two at Jackson Field in Michigan State Capitol.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the top of the eighth we go, knotted at two here in Michigan State Capitol. Yoelvis Rosario, Del Rosario back out. First pitch, slides foul, third base side. Yordies Valdez, Jake Fox, Jorge Burgos, the three batters, 2, 3, and 4 for the captains in the baby blue jerseys, the Lugnuts, and the alternate blacks. Del Rosario throws. Swing, and this is bounded foul, first base side. One to third, one to first, no balls, two strikes. Rosario, Del Rosario, has set down the first six that he's faced. His first action in nearly a month. The pitch. Outside, 1-2. We're going to answer the trivia question for you here in the top of the eighth. Righty kicks and throws. Slides in there, outside corner. That was beautiful. First strikeout for Del Rosario. One down in the eighth, seven straight put down. Well, we asked you back in the fourth inning, who was the last Lansing Lugnut to hit for the cycle at the major league level? And it was not an Oakland Athletic affiliate member, it was a Blue Jay member. Pitches down low, ball one to Jake Fox. Jesse, we get any guesses? We get any correct answers today?
Paul Hammerly wrote in with Kevin Biggio.
1-0. That's bounded foul, first base side. Paul is correct. Kevin Biggio did it back on September 17th, 2019. One pitch. That's outside. Two balls and a strike. And there have been two cycles for the Nuts. Jesse, you got to help me on the other name. 2-1. That's outside. 3-1. At Felix Pie?
P.A.
P.A., yeah.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss by me.
He was a Cubs super prospect.
3-1. That's inside. Ball four. So great job by Paul to get that one correct. Kevin Biggio, 2019, last cycle for a Lansing Lugnut in the bigs. Hopefully they can get another one soon. Here, 2-2, our score. That's the first base runner that Del Rosario has allowed. So one on with one out for the captains. Jake Fox aboard, his second walk today, and third time reaching. He has had a great series here in Lansing.
All around.
Jorge Burgos steps in. First pitch outside, ball one. Burgos. Base hit in the first, walk in the third. Flied out to foul territory, and Alexander Campos at third in the fifth. 1-0. Swatted out to right field. Butler over to his right. Had it played pretty well. Makes the catch. And there's two outs. Butler was playing a step or two in front of the warning track. And again, that was about right where it was hit. He just had to move about 5-10 paces to his right. So good scouting right there on where that ball was expected. Butler goes back to, again, about 3-5 paces in front of the track, right field. Here's Victor Planchard. Pitch home. Slides in. Top of the zone. Strike one. Well, Bartlett started the game. Struck out looking. Got ejected. Didn't like the call. And then it's been Planchard since. A couple of ground outs to Sahid Valenzuela at second base. A one. Swing and a miss. That dropped out. Beautiful pitch. Del Rosario looking to work around the walk and keep this a 2-2 game. Someone going to win this series today on game 7. 3 for the Nuts, 3 for the Captains. 0-2 pitch. Called strike 3. Planchart knew it. A guy that does not go down looking or swinging very often has struck out. The second one in this half inning for Del Rosario as he leaves the walk stranded at first. Bottom 8 is next, tied at 2 from Jackson Field.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
All right, to the bottom of the 8th we go. Lansing tied with Lake County 2-2 as the Captains continue to go through the pitching changes. It'll be Lenny Torres Jr. that comes up as they continue to go inning by inning here from the 6th to the 7th and now to the 8th. Lenny Torres Jr. faces Johnny Butler, Sahid Valenzuela, and Jack Winkler, the top three in the order, right fielder, second baseman, and the first baseman today for the Nuts. Top of the order delivered the two runs for the Nuts in this game back in the third. First pitch to Butler. That's on the outside corner, strike one. Butler digs back in from the left side. Black Sox pulled up. And the pitch home. Just outside from Lenny Torres Jr., the 6'1", 190-pound, 22-year-old from Poughkeepsie, New York. 2018. Competitive balance A pick out of Beacon High School in New York. 1-1. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Johnny Butler, as we've pointed out today, has had some long at-bats. A 10-pitch flyout, an 8-pitch double, and then a 6-pitch strikeout. So he's going to call time here as he's behind 1-2. Dig back in from the left side. Trying to lead off with a base hit and get aboard. Tied at 2 in the bottom of the 8th. The pitch. Down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Butler's average now just creeping under 190. 2 home runs, 16 driven in as the leadoff man. The pitch. Slash back off the net. Remains 2 balls, 2 strikes. Wanted to shout out Melissa Lockhart for her great work with the Athletic and covering the Oakland A's. She always does a tremendous job. And Jesse, I woke up this morning. My first order of business is always to go to the Athletic app and see what kind of articles we got up there. 2-2 pitch. That's on the inside corner, a beauty. Strike 3 called. And Butler is down for the second time on strikes today. First one for Lenny Torres Jr. And the article this morning was about Brett Harris and this guy potentially being the next great third baseman for the Oakland Athletics. We got to see him last year for part of the season before he got promoted, well-deserved, up to Midland, where he continues to play this year. Here's Sahid Valenzuela. First pitch, down low, ball 1. And in the article, she talks about the great third baseman that the A's have had, Sal Bando and Connie Langsford, Scott Brosius, Eric Chavez, Josh Donaldson, 1-0. That's down low, 2-0.
Matt Chapman,
absolutely, and makes the case, is Brett Harris that next great third baseman? Well, we certainly thought so watching him last year. The 2-0 pitch, and that's kicked back foul. And if you go and read the article, she actually talked to Ed Sprague, the A's director of player development, and in those great third basemen that she listed, he comped Brett Harris to Scott Brosius. And it was interesting to see his comments in the article about Brett Harris. The pitch up high and outside, 3-1. He said, I love the kid. That's a guy you can just pencil in and forget about for 160 games a year. He's going to play average to above average defense. He's going to be an average to above average hitter and get you 15 home runs. 3-1 pitch. Sliced foul, out of play. 3-2.
Let's mention Ed Sprague knows a little something about playing third base in the major leagues.
That also correct. And he was the guy that talked up Brett Harris. Said he's not going to wow you, but he's consistent out there at the plate, in the field. A great player. 3-2. That's slash back foul. Good at bat here from Saheed Valenzuela. And he says, loves the kid because... He's got a great head on his shoulders, too. Just a wonderful human being as well, Jesse.
I mean, special education teacher while he was at Gonzaga. What a heart.
Absolutely. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swinging a bouncer off the plate towards second to his left, snatched by Valdez. Throws to first just in time from shallow right. A long covered ground there from Valdez for the 6-3 put out. Just nips Valenzuela for the second out.
That's a photo finish at first base. That is really tight.
And because of that, now two outs, base is clear, and here comes Jack Winkler. Sprague said he doesn't think that Harris is a gold glover or perennial all-star. I just think he's going to be a really, really solid everyday major league player, and the A's would absolutely love that with a guy that's got great makeup, Sprague says, and an awesome work ethic. A pitch on. This is lined out to right center field. That's a base hit for Winkler. He is aboard for a third time today. He continues to see it well and hit it well. And two outs. The Nuts have the lead run at first, tied 2-2 in the bottom of the eighth.
He has reached 9 times in his last 3 games. I'm gratified to hear that all about Brett. He was such a joy to have here in Lansing when you got to know him off the field and when you watched him on the field. He puts in so much work, too. He is constantly getting better.
And we're continuing to enjoy watching him rise up the organization. First pitch in their strike to Danny Bautista. They said he can play pretty much any position in the infield, but he's strictly playing third this year for the Rockhounds. Lenny Torres Jr.'s 0-1. That's at the top of the zone, strike two. And the reason... he's just so good at third, they don't want to move him from there. That's how consistent he's been. Brett Harris in 33 games for Midland, batting .320, slash line .442, .504. He leads the Texas League in on-base percentage. And, oh, I love this stat, walking more than striking out. The 0-2, bouncer off the plate, one hop right back to a casual standing Torres and flips it over to first for the third and final out. Harris, 21 walks, 17 strikeouts, and he continues to do great things up in Midland and potentially the next great third baseman for the Oakland Athletics. We'll keep our eyes peeled here, keeping our eyes peeled as we head to the ninth, tied at 2. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And here's the ninth inning, 2-2. Hunter Brough deals, and the first offering falls off the map, swung at and missed, strike one by Diane Frias. It's Frias, Sun Canteen, and Donovan, 6-7-8, against the Lugnuts right-hander from Hawaii. Dealing, swing and a miss, strike two. Back-to-back splitters. Frias goes for a walk. Adam Jaxa by my side, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here with you. Lake County looking to break this tie. And if they are unable to do so, we'll go to the bottom of the ninth inning, and then the Lugnuts would need only one run to walk it off for a second straight game. Brough's 0-2. A splitter bounced foul wide of first, bareheaded by Kyle Lindquist, the bench coach, coaching down at first base. And the count holds, no balls, two strikes on Frias, who today has walked, doubled to left, and lined out to second. Brough's pitch, high fastball. One ball, two strikes. Adam, you began this series. We're talking Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I remember every single day you would say the same exact thing about things. On the 1-2, that two is high. You would say, the games are close between the Lugnuts and the Captains. You weren't wrong. Seventh game of a seven-game series, tied up in the ninth. Tight. 2-2. At the knees, strike three called. One up, one down, one strikeout for Hunter Brough. Junior Sun Canteen now. Switch hitter batting left, 0 for 3, 2 strikeouts. Brough starts him off. That is on the outside corner, and a called strike. Jack Perkins began this game, 5 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, 3 walks, 5 Ks. And then Yoelvis Del Rosario, the last 3. Sun Canteen swings and misses. No balls and 2 strikes. Slider with a splitter, and the mid-90s fastball for the righty Brough. He was using that secondary stuff more and more. He brings it. That fell off the map. Check swing on appeal did not go. One ball, two strikes. Could not get him to chase the splitter. Number 7 hitter in the Lake County order. It will go Junior Perez, Clark Elliott, CJ Rodriguez for the bottom of the ninth. Brough's pitch. Back-to-back strikeouts for Brough. He gets Sun Canteen on the slider down and in.
Love to see this from Hunter Brough. He struggled this year, but he is pitching with a lot of confidence right now and come right out and attacked these Captains, throwing him a ton of off-speed stuff. He's getting swings and misses.
It reminds me of watching Matt Lardner earlier in the series where everything was off of the changeup and the slider. Joe Donovan now, righty to righty. Outside corner, strike called with the heat. Hunter Brough is a big man, 6'3", 225 pounds. Out of the stretch, two outs, nobody on. Swing and a miss on the off speed. Strike two.
I mean, that's not even close on that swing.
No, that slider from Brough.
Yeah, that's no disrespect to Joe Donovan. These are great pitches. And great job keeping these hitters off balance right now by Brough.
2-2, top of the ninth, two outs. Two-strike pitch. Check swing. He went. Strike three. Row fans decide. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. One run would win this game for the Lugnuts. Tie game 2-2.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Yesterday, the hero for the Lugnuts, Danny Bautista Jr. with two outs, a two-run walk-off single in the bottom of the ninth, and the Lugnuts beat Lake County 6-5. Well, yesterday, the Lugnuts entered the bottom of the ninth down by two. Today, to the bottom of the ninth inning, it's a tie game, and all they need is one run to walk things off and send this crowd home happy, in addition to winning this series against Lake County. Tyler Thornton is the new pitcher now in for the Captains. The right-hander wearing number 31 on his baby blue jersey shirt. Thornton against Junior Perez, Clark Elliott, C.J. Rodriguez. For Lake County, Ryan Webb fired the first five innings, allowed just two third-inning runs. Then Juan Zapata, a perfect sixth. Sean Rapp, a perfect seventh. Lenny Torres Jr., the eighth. First pitch of the ninth. Junior Perez swings and misses a fastball away. Strike one. This is the third time this year that the Lugnuts are facing Thornton. 12th overall appearance. 13 innings, 30 strikeouts. Here it comes. Strike two called on the outside corner with his devastating slider. I mean, it sounds like a typo, Adam, when I say 30 strikeouts in 13 innings. That's an 0-2 pitch for Perez. Popped up in the infield. Who wants it? Shortstop Valdez comes forward behind the mound to take it in. Perez is at number one.
No home runs today either from either side. So we'll see if there's any big swings left in this one or if potentially we are headed to extras. Crazy, as many close games as we've had. No extras this week, right?
No, sir. Here's Clark Elliott batting left. One out, nobody on. 2-2 in the ninth. First pitch. Inside. Elliott is 0-2. Fly to center. A walk. A strikeout. Third baseman Frias off his line. The kick and the pitch. Inside. And that caught the home plate umpire Rodriguez. Oh, Joe Donovan, he needs some help protecting him. Two balls and no strikes on Elliott. Guillermo Rodriguez buys his own time with a visit to the pitcher.
Nobody that feels worse than Joe Donovan right there.
Oh, Guillermo probably feels a little bad.
Yeah,
and hurting.
Physically wise, yes.
The 2-0 from Thornton. On its way. Up and in, and that hurts the catcher, Donovan. Ball three. The athletic trainer, Derek Diaz, is on his way out. He can just meet with everybody at home plate. Now both of them go out to see Tyler Thornton.
Yeah, it looks like they got crossed up twice there. At least that pitch was crossed up on.
I don't know, if I'm Clark Elliott, how comfortable am I feeling right now in that left-hand batter's box?
Ready to take ball four and get out of there.
3-0.
He's the only guy that hasn't been hit.
Well, Thornton deals way outside.
Okay, Jesse.
It has been clarified. 3-1 to Elliott, by the way. Mm. That is ball four. That's too tall. And the game-winning run is jogging down to first base.
Now what I was going to say.
Yes.
I'm ready for Clark Elliott to go attempt and steal that first base. He's not attempted yet. We heard from Craig Conklin. They want to try and run him. One out in the ninth. Can you get him into scoring position here for Rodriguez and then potentially Campos?
C.J. Rodriguez. One on, one out, 2-2, bottom of the ninth. The pitch. Hit high in the air to left. And Drogo backs up, turns around over the other shoulder, backpedaling, makes the catch in front of the warning track, and he fires it in. Elliott scampers back to first. C.J. Rodriguez just missed it. Two outs for Alex Campos. Both bullpens are quiet. Righty, righty. The number 8 hitter in the order. Elliott is dancing at first. Pickoff throw over. Blanchard checks on it. Adam, that is precisely what Lake County is thinking, too. That if Elliott swipes second, puts himself into scoring position, Alex Campos has a way of getting base hits. He's 0-3 today. Elliott runs, and the pitch is fouled off at home, and that took a chunk out of Donovan. He rose up to let it fly, and that is why a catcher is well armored.
Looked like that got Rodriguez as well off the deflection.
Wow.
Those guys are getting punished here in this ninth inning.
Does Elliott try to run again? No balls, one strike. He does not run, and Campos takes the ball high.
Send him again.
Elliott with Stockton, 5 steals, 3 times caught. Pickoff throw over. Blanchard once again just leans down, applies the tag on the prone Elliott. There you go. 2 pickoff throws over. He has used the allotment. If he wants to throw over again, he has to have Elliott picked off. 2-2. A 1-1 pitch for Campos. Elliott runs. It's high. The throw down to second base. The tag. He's safe. Elliott picks up his first steal, and he's in scoring position.
I love that from Craig Conklin. Get your guy in scoring position. It's a low-scoring game. You think it's going to take a base hit. Elliott's got great speed and a great time to get his first swipe.
Alex Campos was the hero back on May the 7th. That was a bases-loaded hit by pitch. A single could win the game. Here it comes. Outside from Thornton. Ball 3. Thornton gets his sign. 2-2. Bottom of the ninth. Elliott at second. The pitch. Line drive up the middle. Base hit center field. Elliott around third. He's coming for home. And they can't stop him. Lugnuts walk off again. Alex Campos comes through. 3-2. The Lugnuts win the game. And they win the series.
How about that for your Sunday game 7? And here comes Muncie with the bat for Campos. Great stuff for the Nuts to deliver again back-to-back days and win this series and get some payback against the Captains.
Right back up through the middle of the diamond. 6 walk-off wins this year for these Lugnuts. 2 walk-offs against Quad Cities, 2 against Dayton, and now back-to-back days against Lake County.
And they did it without winning 6-5. That's the more impressive thing.
Well, most walk-off wins in a season for the Lugnuts since back in 2018 when they also had 6 walk-offs. Guess what? It's May 21st for crying out loud. The Lugnuts improved to 19-20. They dropped the Lake County Captains to 20-19. More of the final totals when we return. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Welcome into Lansing Lugnuts postgame. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here, rejoined by Adam Jaxa. The Lugnuts yesterday walked off in the bottom of the ninth with 3 runs for a 6-5 win. This Sunday afternoon, things were different. The Lugs scored 2 runs in the bottom of the third inning. That gave them a 2-1 lead. Lake County squared the score with a run in the top of the fifth, and we stayed 2-2 all the way to the bottom of the ninth, where nothing seemed to be happening, Adam. With one out, though, Clark Elliott did draw a walk. C.J. Rodriguez flied out. All right, so a runner on. 2 outs. But Elliott stole second, and Alex Campos brought him in for the win.
I mean, we talked about it. It felt like it was going to be a base hit to win it. Not a ton of extra base hits in a well-pitched game today. Clark Elliott with great speed. They've been wanting to steal with him, and they find a way to get him on base with the walk. Craig Conklin says, get your butt over to second. He does so, and then a couple pitches later, Campos delivers the drama this year for the Nuts. Another walk-off, back-to-back days. And they have beaten the Captains in a 7-game series and now have pulled to within 1 game of 500. Awesome way to finish off this weekend for the Nuts.
9th comeback win. 9th final at-bat win of the year. 6-2 in walk-off results. It's a Lugnuts team that is a game under 500, and yet they are having such fun playing with one another.
Yeah, I mean, this team's getting better and better at the plate, and you can see that where they're not striking out as much. There's some long at-bats, as we saw from Johnny Butler. There's some consistency that we're seeing from guys like Jack Winkler, who was aboard 3 more times today. Elliott reaches twice. They're starting to come together, and let's not forget another pretty good start for a Lansing Lugnuts pitcher in Jack Perkins, where he goes 5 innings, gives up just 2 runs, avoided that kind of potential disastrous start, only allowing a run with the bases loaded in the first. And then great work out of the pen by Del Rosario and Hunter Breaux. Excellent there in the ninth to keep things tied. An all-around great effort by Lansing. They deserve to win this game.
Yeah, I don't think you're done here talking about Hunter Breaux. Breaux had his struggles all throughout this year, and especially significantly against these Lake County Captains, who in one inning in Lake County collected 7 hits and scored 6 runs against him. He looked dominant in the top of the ninth inning.
He was throwing the splitter, the breaking ball. I mean, he was starting guys with strikes. He got ahead of each 3 free outs, Sankatine and Donovan, and strikes out the side in a 2-2 game in the top of the ninth. I mean, it was effortless for him. And the Lugnuts, again, we've talked about it, using the momentum from great pitching and parlaying that into offense in the bottom half of the inning, and that's exactly what they did to finish off this game and this series.
Marvelous. All right, Time to go on the road, huh? Lugnuts against the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Meanwhile, for the Lake County Captains, their trip continues. They take on the West Michigan Whitecaps. That's all coming up this coming week. Lugnuts at Fort Wayne Tuesday through Sunday, and then it's right back here to Jackson Field. Lugnuts and the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Little East versus West action.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, next thing to do, can you go win some road games against a team that's kind of been the Lugnuts' kryptonite? They took advantage, beat the Nuts last year. It was a bad matchup for the Lugnuts. Can they maybe get some payback? But as you noted in the pregame, Fort Wayne's been playing well lately, so that's going to be a tough series on the road. But this will feel good with two late wins, some confidence heading into an off day, and then a trip down to Parkview Field next week.
Yes, indeed. Looking forward to it. We will see you here at the ballpark coming up after next week. Lugnuts and Cedar Rapids. Go to LansingLugnuts.com. Get your tickets. Adam, any final thoughts before you depart to call some Chippewas postseason college baseball action?
Yeah, just really proud of the Lugnuts and their performance, their comebacks, the way that they're playing right now. It's not pretty in terms of leading from start to finish or dominating, but they're grinding out wins, and they're coming in clutch when it matters, and they do it back-to-back games, back-to-back days, and do it against a team, Jesse, that took 4 of 5 from them just a month ago. It seems like this team is catching a little groove right now. Going to be fun to watch as we finish out May and head into the third month of the season.
I mean, you say 4 of 5, and then they won the first two games of the series. Mm-hmm. So at one point, Lake County was 6-1 against the Lugnuts this year. Things took a turn, and we are going to be very interested to see how things go from here. This has been fun. But that does it for us. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. What's more, your final score. The Lugnuts walk off 3-2 over Lake County on the Alex Campos single in the bottom of the 9th inning. For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Have a terrific rest of your Sunday from Michigan State Capitol.